Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Self-Confidence Booster from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about self-confidence. The word confidence comes from the Latin word fidere, which means to trust fully. So having self-confidence simply means that you trust yourself fully. But this doesn't mean you have to thrust out your chest, jut out your chin and develop a bone-crushing handshake, and it doesn't mean you have to be totally certain that everything will always go your way. Whereas an anxious person craves certainty about everything and constantly asks themselves, what if this happens and what if that happens? When you're confident, you don't need to be totally certain about things. In fact, you can comfortably relax with uncertainty. After all, nobody knows for sure exactly how a date or a job interview will pan out. But when you're confident in yourself, you trust that you'll deal with whatever happens. And because of that, you're better able to relax and do well in the times in your life when you need to. For example, if I'm going to a party, I could worry beforehand what I'm going to say to people, whether people will like me or if I'm going to enjoy it. But this kind of worry is actually self-defeating, because the more I worry, the lower my confidence sinks. So instead of doing that, I'll just trust that I'll respond spontaneously to the social situation as it develops. One way of describing this type of confidence is trusting in your unconscious mind. And just as I know my eyes will automatically blink if dust blows into them, and I know my stomach can digest any food I eat, I also know that I have a vast storehouse of unconscious learnings within me, which allow me to instinctively ride a bike or drive a car without thinking about it. And the same is true of you. There are thousands of times in your life when you just instinctively trust yourself, even if you didn't notice it at the time. Maybe when you clean your teeth, or when sipping a drink, or chatting with an old friend. Times when you just get on with whatever you're doing without struggling to try to do everything consciously. You see, the strange thing about confidence is that when you're feeling truly confident, you don't give confidence a second thought. In fact, when you're feeling and behaving confidently, you don't think about yourself at all. Because when you trust yourself, you just get on with things, and it's no big deal. It may surprise you to find out that a lot of people who know you probably already think that you're relatively confident. A study published in 2010 involved participants from four different countries. Each person was asked to fill in a personality questionnaire about themselves, and then a good friend of theirs was asked to fill in the same questionnaire about that person. The study found that time and time again, no matter what country the participants came from, people tend to think of themselves as less assertive and confident, whereas their friends rated them as more assertive and confident. So, many people probably already see you as relatively confident, and in order to start feeling more confident in yourself, you simply need to learn to relax with uncertainty and trust your unconscious mind. Just as a salmon swims upriver without questioning itself about the process of swimming, so you too can learn to be in a state of flow where you unconsciously trust that whatever happens, you'll be all right. And the hypnotic part of this session is going to train you in how to feel this natural, effortless kind of self-confidence wherever you go and whatever you do. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And really enjoy the rest and relaxation of knowing that for the rest of this session, there's nothing you need to try to do. There's no effort needed on your part, because learning to go into hypnosis and learning to feel more relaxed and confident in yourself isn't about consciously trying to feel this way or that way. It's about really letting go and trusting in the reality of the fact that there is much, much more to who you are and what you're capable of than just your conscious mind. And it's that deeper, other than conscious part of you that can begin right now to guide you into a wonderfully relaxed state where bit by bit, all by themselves, the muscles of that body just begin to relax, as the muscles of the face, across the forehead, around the eyes and the temples, along the jaw, all begin to soften and relax. And it can feel so good as the neck and the shoulders begin to let go now, all by themselves, loosening, relaxing, a wave of soothing, calming, yet strengthening energy flowing down through that body, reminding you at the deepest level of your being that real strength and real confidence isn't about tensing up and trying to look big. Real confidence is about calmly trusting that you have all the resources you need within you, because you do, now, and have always handed over the reins to your unconscious mind every night as you drift into sleep and dream. And as those arms and hands start to feel more and more relaxed, the fingertips, one by one, relaxing more and more, and as the muscles of the upper back and the chest relax more and more, you know this relaxation happens naturally and automatically each time you drift off to sleep at night, as your conscious mind starts to wander off into more dreamlike thoughts, while images of dreams to come start to float through your awareness, as the lower back, the stomach, the pelvis all relax and release, and trust that you're supported, letting go. No need to make any effort. Legs, feet, all the way down to the toes. And nobody knows where the conscious mind goes, where each dream of the night flows from and to, and with inner eyes you can realize now how a salmon swimming along the river, weaves this way and that way, through rays of sunlight glinting down through water, moving its body from side to side, instinctively weaving its way through the reeds, with a deep trust in its ability to swim, without needing to think about how to move that tail with such flowing, natural grace. Just as an eagle soars upwards on currents of warm rising air, way up above the clouds, into the vast silence of the sky, scrutinizing the furthest distances, floating, soaring, hovering, just being. And when a tree grows up from a sapling into a mighty oak, each and every cell of that tree knows how to confidently grow, how to confidently branch out as new shoots of life naturally start to grow from the strong, sturdy trunk of that tree, as it confidently sends down roots to find just the right nutrients it needs. And in the same way, you yourself have grown from being a tiny baby with each and every cell of your body confidently growing. Your bones, your organs, your eyes, your fingers, each part of you confidently growing into an adult. And each night as you sleep, those lungs confidently, proudly, breathe through the night. That heart confidently beats away. And if you ever accidentally graze your elbow, those skin cells confidently clot the blood and form a scab, and they confidently heal that elbow with just the right amount of new skin. And your brain knows how to confidently yawn, and how to confidently sleep and dream. And your brain knows how to confidently remember your name, how to confidently know that 2 + 2 = 4. And each part of that body knows how to do its own job confidently. Each cell within you is permeated with confidence. And a confident person can still feel butterflies in their stomach now and then, and relax with those butterflies. A confident person can feel a little bit anxious and be curious about that anxiety. They can smile at it and say, "Well, that's interesting," and know that's not who they are. That's just a little part of them that's confidently doing its job of feeling a bit anxious. And that's fine. That's part of being human. And other times, a confident person can feel totally certain about something. And also know that this sensation of certainty still isn't who they are. Because you are more than any feeling of uncertainty, and more than any feeling of certainty. Because who you are, when you're at your most confident, is just pure engagement, pure union with what you're doing. No thoughts, no evaluation, just you, totally immersed. Maybe when talking with an old friend, chatting, laughing, time flying by, or you immersed in a hobby, or your work, or an activity you love, fluidly, instinctively moving, like a salmon gliding through water, like an eagle soaring through the clouds, doing what you do effortlessly and instinctively. And your unconscious mind knows that there are people who like you, who love you, people who look at you and see certain qualities in you that maybe you haven't been able to see yourself. And your unconscious, dreaming mind can allow you to dream now of being inside one of those people who really care about you, to embody their thoughts, their feelings, to look through their eyes, even to have their memories for the next minute or so. To really be that person as you look through their eyes and see yourself over there. And you might discover something very important as you do this. As you see that wonderful human being that you are. And you know full well that it's not about being perfect. It's about letting yourself feel this warmth, this affection, this different perspective on who you really are. When you see yourself with greater kindness and fairness. And an old friend of mine was just starting out as a school teacher, and when she began, she would spend 2 hours planning every 1 hour lesson, writing down every activity she wanted to give the students, the timing of it, the questions she would ask them. And she said at first she felt like an imposter, pretending to be a teacher, worrying that one of the students would catch her out. But within a few months, it all started to feel easier, and our lesson plans got shorter. And after a few years of teaching, she could plan a lesson on the back of a napkin in just a few minutes. It became a skill set she could instinctively trust. And that ability to trust in yourself comes partly from seeking out new experiences, of doing new things, talking to more people, practicing at something you want to get good at. And your unconscious, dreaming mind can begin to show you a vision of a future you, a you who is several degrees more relaxed and confident, where you can just look at their face and see that look of real, genuine, relaxed trust that lets you know, this is who I want to be becoming. And this more confident future you isn't just going to be following the exact same routine that you are. This future you is going to be doing some different things. Things you know you'll do once you feel more confident. And confidence isn't about waiting to feel certain. So if you've got a hunch that you feel 70% or 80% sure about where the risks are reasonably low, then you just go for it. Tenaciously exploring life, stretching yourself to do more and to be more, step by step, able to trust in yourself, to handle whatever comes up. And just before you return from this state, I'd like you to notice an idea is coming into your mind, of one sign you can look out for in the next day or two that will let you know that you're trusting in yourself more, that you're venturing outside your old comfort zone. Maybe you'll just give someone a smile or really give your all in a particular activity. Maybe you'll choose to go somewhere new or do something new or talk to someone in your life in a more confident way. And you can just notice what that step is going to be. And you can just notice the reality of doing that, of being this future you now, as a wave of calm, confidence and strength flows through you. And you feel centered, powerful, eagle-eyed, and ready to go now. And you can listen to this session often and deepen this calm, relaxed trust in yourself each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling deep inside, just by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then, whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice yourself feeling much more confident and relaxed in yourself. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.